The Money Book for Freelancers, Part-Timers, and the Self-Employed, the Only Personal Finance System for People with Not as Regular Jobs. By Joseph Dagnese. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Money Book for Freelancers, Part-Timers, and the Self-Employed, the Only Personal Finance System for People with Not-So-Regular Jobs by Joseph Dagnese is a comprehensive guide to managing finances when you don't have a regular job. It provides practical advice on how to budget, save money, pay taxes, invest wisely, and plan for retirement. The book also covers topics such as insurance coverage and debt management. The book begins by discussing the importance of having an emergency fund in place before tackling other financial goals. It then goes into detail about setting up a budget that works best for your lifestyle and income level. This includes tips on tracking expenses and creating realistic spending plans that will help you stay within your means while still allowing room to enjoy life's pleasures. Next, the book dives into investing strategies tailored specifically towards freelancers or those who are self-employed. It explains different types of investments such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate so readers can make informed decisions about where their money should go in order to maximize returns over time. Taxes are another important topic covered in this book. It offers guidance on filing taxes correctly as well as ways to reduce tax liability through deductions or credits available only to freelancers or part-timers. Additionally, there is information regarding health insurance options available outside of traditional employer-sponsored plans. Finally, the author discusses retirement planning, including Social Security benefits eligibility rules, along with various investment vehicles like IRAs or 401(k)s, which can be used even if you're not working full-time at one company. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into personal finance issues faced by people who do not have regular jobs but still need reliable methods of managing their money responsibly. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Create a budget. A budget is an essential tool for managing your finances, as it allows you to track your income and expenses and plan for the future. Main idea number 2. Save for retirement. Retirement planning is important for freelancers and self-employed individuals, as they may not have access to employer-sponsored retirement plans. Main idea number 3. Invest wisely. Investing can be a great way to grow your wealth, but it is important to understand the risks and rewards associated with different types of investments. Main idea number 4. Manage debt. Debt can be a major burden, so it is important to understand how to manage it effectively and pay it off as quickly as possible. Main idea number 5. Protect yourself with insurance. Insurance can help protect you from financial losses due to unexpected events, such as illness or injury. Main idea number 6. Understand taxes. Taxes can be complicated for freelancers and self-employed individuals, so it is important to understand the rules and regulations that apply to you. Main idea number 7. Build an emergency fund. An emergency fund can help you cover unexpected expenses and protect you from financial hardship. Main idea number 8. Maximize deductions. Knowing which deductions you are eligible for can help you reduce your tax burden and maximize your income. Main idea number 9. Utilize technology. Technology can help you manage your finances more efficiently, from budgeting apps to online banking. Main idea number 10. Negotiate rates. Negotiating your rates can help you increase your income and ensure that you are being fairly compensated for your work. Main idea number 11. Track expenses. Tracking your expenses can help you stay on top of your finances and identify areas where you can save money. Main idea number 12. Take advantage of benefits. Benefits such as health insurance and retirement plans can help you save money and protect your financial future. Main idea number 13. Manage cash flow. Managing your cash flow is essential for freelancers and self-employed individuals, as it can help you stay on top of your bills and avoid financial hardship. Main idea number 14. Utilize freelancer resources. There are many resources available to freelancers and self-employed individuals, such as networking groups and online forums. Main idea number 15. Set financial goals. Setting financial goals can help you stay motivated and on track with your financial plans. Main idea number 16. Utilize business tools. Business tools such as invoicing software and accounting software can help you manage your finances more efficiently. Main idea number 17. Take advantage of tax credits. Tax credits can help reduce your tax burden and increase your income. Main idea number 18. Utilize freelancer networks. Joining a freelancer network can help you find new clients and increase your income. Main idea number 19. Utilize freelancer services. Services such as virtual assistants and bookkeeping can help you manage your finances more efficiently. Main idea number 20. Utilize financial advisors. Financial advisors can help you make informed decisions about your finances and ensure that you are on track to meet your financial goals. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Creating a budget is an important step in managing your finances. It allows you to track your income and expenses, plan for the future, and make sure that you are staying on top of your financial goals. A budget should be tailored to fit your individual needs and lifestyle, so it's important to take some time to think about what works best for you. When creating a budget, start by listing all of your sources of income. This includes any wages or salaries from employment as well as other forms of income such as investments or rental properties. Next, list all of your regular monthly expenses such as rent/mortgage payments, utilities, groceries, transportation costs, etc. Then add up these amounts to get an estimate of how much money you need each month. Once you have determined how much money comes in each month and how much goes out each month, it's time to create a spending plan. Start by setting aside money for savings first before paying bills or making purchases. This will help ensure that there is always something set aside for emergencies or unexpected expenses. Then allocate funds towards necessary items like housing costs and food, followed by discretionary items like entertainment or travel. Finally, review the budget regularly, at least once per month, to make sure that everything is still accurate and adjust accordingly if needed. Creating a budget can seem daunting at first, but with some planning it can become second nature over time. Main idea number 2. Retirement planning is an important part of financial security for freelancers and self-employed individuals. Without access to employer-sponsored retirement plans, it can be difficult to save enough money for a comfortable retirement. Fortunately, there are several options available that allow freelancers and the self-employed to save for their future. One option is to open an individual retirement account, IRA. IRAs offer tax advantages that make them attractive savings vehicles, as contributions may be deductible from income taxes in some cases. Additionally, earnings on investments within the IRA grow tax-deferred until withdrawn at retirement age. Another option is a simplified employee pension, SEP, plan. SEPs are designed specifically for small business owners and the self-employed who want to contribute more than they could with an IRA alone. Contributions made into a SEP plan are also tax deductible. Finally, freelancers and self-employed individuals may consider setting up their own 401k plan if they have employees or hire independent contractors regularly. This type of plan allows employers to set aside pre-tax dollars towards employees' retirements while providing additional benefits such as matching contributions. No matter which route you choose when saving for your retirement, it's important to start early so you can take advantage of compounding interest over time and ensure you have enough saved by the time you reach your desired retirement age. Main idea number 3. Investing wisely means doing your research and understanding the different types of investments available. It is important to understand the risks associated with each type of investment, as well as the potential rewards. For example, stocks can be a great way to grow wealth over time, but they also come with higher risk than other investments such as bonds or mutual funds. Investing in real estate can provide steady income, but it also requires more capital upfront and carries its own set of risks. It is also important to diversify your portfolio by investing in different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and commodities. This will help reduce overall risk while still allowing you to benefit from any potential gains that may occur in one particular area. Additionally, it is wise to invest for the long term rather than trying to time the market, which can be difficult even for experienced investors. Finally, it is essential that you have an emergency fund set aside so that if something unexpected happens, you are not forced into selling off investments at a loss just to cover expenses. Having this cushion will give you peace of mind knowing that no matter what life throws at you financially, there will always be money available when needed. Main idea number 4. Managing debt can be a daunting task, but it is essential to take control of your finances and pay off what you owe. The first step in managing debt is to create a budget that outlines all of your income and expenses. This will help you identify areas where you can cut back on spending or increase savings so that more money can go towards paying down debt. Additionally, it's important to prioritize which debts should be paid off first based on interest rates and other factors. Once you have identified the most pressing debts, make sure to make regular payments each month until they are fully paid off. It may also be beneficial to consider consolidating multiple loans into one loan with a lower interest rate if possible. This could save money over time by reducing the amount of interest accrued on the loan balance. Finally, try not to incur any additional debt while paying off existing balances, as this could further complicate matters. By taking these steps and staying disciplined about making payments each month, it is possible for anyone to manage their debt effectively and become financially secure. Main idea number 5. Protecting yourself with insurance is an important part of financial planning. Insurance can help cover the costs associated with unexpected events, such as medical bills or property damage. It can also provide peace of mind knowing that you are protected in case something happens to you or your family. There are many types of insurance available, including health, life, disability, auto, and homeowners insurance. Each type provides different levels of coverage and protection for different situations. When selecting an insurance policy, it is important to consider what kind of coverage you need and how much risk you are willing to take on financially. You should also compare policies from multiple providers to ensure that you get the best deal possible for your needs. Additionally, make sure that any policy you purchase meets all applicable state laws and regulations. Having adequate insurance coverage can be a great way to protect yourself financially against unforeseen circumstances. Taking the time to research various policies and select one that fits your needs will give you peace of mind knowing that if something does happen, at least some portion of the cost will be covered by your insurer. Main idea number 6. Taxes can be a daunting prospect for freelancers and self-employed individuals. It is important to understand the rules and regulations that apply to you in order to ensure that you are compliant with all applicable laws. This includes understanding which taxes you need to pay, when they are due, how much needs to be paid, and any deductions or credits available. The Money Book for freelancers, part-timers, and the self-employed provides an invaluable resource for those who want to gain a better understanding of their tax obligations. The book covers topics such as filing requirements, estimated taxes, deductions and credits available for business expenses, retirement plans options available for self-employed individuals, record-keeping tips and more. By taking the time to learn about your tax responsibilities as a freelancer or self-employed individual, you will be able to make sure that your finances remain in good standing while also avoiding costly penalties from non-compliance. With this knowledge at hand, it will become easier than ever before manage your financial affairs responsibly. Main idea number 7. Building an emergency fund is a key part of financial planning for freelancers, part-timers, and the self-employed. An emergency fund can help you cover unexpected expenses that arise due to illness or job loss, as well as protect you from financial hardship in the event of an unforeseen event. It's important to set aside money each month so that your emergency fund grows over time. When deciding how much to save for your emergency fund, consider what kind of expenses might come up and how much they would cost. For example, if you were laid off from work or had a medical issue that required treatment not covered by insurance, it could be expensive. You should also factor in any other potential costs such as car repairs or home maintenance. Once you have determined how much money you need to save each month for your emergency fund, make sure to stick with it. Automating transfers into a savings account can help ensure that this happens on schedule every month without fail. Additionally, try not to dip into your emergency funds unless absolutely necessary. These funds are meant only for true emergencies. Main idea number 8. Maximizing deductions is an important part of managing your finances as a freelancer, part-timer, or self-employed individual. By taking advantage of the deductions you are eligible for, you can reduce your tax burden and keep more money in your pocket. Knowing which deductions to take and how to maximize them can be tricky, but it's worth the effort. The first step is to familiarize yourself with all the available deductions that apply to you. This includes both federal and state taxes, so make sure you research what applies in your area. Commonly overlooked deductions include business expenses such as office supplies, travel costs related to work activities, health insurance premiums paid by self-employed individuals, home office expenses if applicable, retirement contributions made through SEP IRAs or other plans for self-employed individuals. Once you know which deductions are available to you, it's time to start maximizing them. Make sure that any business expenses are documented properly so they can be deducted from your income when filing taxes each year. Additionally, look into ways that may allow you to increase certain types of deductible items, such as contributing more towards retirement accounts or increasing charitable donations. By taking the time to understand which deductions apply and how best to maximize them will help ensure that come tax season there won't be any surprises when filing returns. Main idea number 9. Utilizing technology can be a great way to manage your finances more efficiently. There are many budgeting apps available that allow you to track and monitor your spending, as well as set up automatic payments for bills. Online banking also makes it easier to keep an eye on your accounts and make sure everything is in order. Additionally, there are plenty of financial planning tools out there that can help you create a plan for saving money and reaching long-term goals. The Money Book for Freelancers, Part-Timers, and the Self-Employed provides helpful advice on how to use technology effectively when managing personal finances. It offers tips on setting up budgets with budgeting apps, using online banking services safely and securely, creating financial plans tailored specifically for those with irregular incomes or jobs outside of traditional employment structures. Main idea number 10. Negotiating your rates is an important part of being a freelancer, part-timer, or self-employed individual. It can help you increase your income and ensure that you are being fairly compensated for the work that you do. When negotiating rates, it's important to consider the value of your services and how much time and effort will be required to complete the job. You should also take into account any additional costs associated with completing the project, such as materials or travel expenses. When discussing rates with potential clients, it's best to be prepared by having a clear understanding of what services you offer and what rate would be fair for those services. Be sure to explain why your rate is reasonable in comparison to other professionals in similar fields. Additionally, don't forget to factor in any benefits that may come from working with this particular client, such as access to their network or resources. Negotiating rates can seem intimidating at first, but if done correctly, it can lead to increased income and more successful projects overall. With practice and preparation, anyone can become an expert negotiator. Main idea number 11. Tracking your expenses is an important part of managing your finances. It can help you identify areas where you are spending too much money and make adjustments to save more. By tracking your expenses, you can also create a budget that works for you and stick to it. You'll be able to see how much money is coming in each month and what bills need to be paid, as well as any other costs associated with running a business or household. The Money Book for freelancers, part-timers, and the self-employed provides helpful advice on how to track your expenses effectively. The book offers tips on setting up a system that works best for you, such as using spreadsheets or apps like Mint or Quicken. It also explains how to categorize different types of expenses so that they are easier to manage over time. By taking the time to track your expenses regularly, you will have greater control over your financial situation and be better prepared for unexpected costs down the road. With this knowledge in hand, it's easier than ever before to stay on top of all aspects of personal finance. Main idea number 12. Taking advantage of benefits can be a great way to save money and protect your financial future. Health insurance, for example, can help you cover medical costs that would otherwise come out of pocket. Retirement plans such as 401(k)s or IRAs allow you to set aside money for the future while also taking advantage of tax breaks. Additionally, many employers offer additional benefits such as life insurance or disability coverage, which can provide peace of mind in case something unexpected happens. It's important to understand what kind of benefits are available and how they work so that you can make an informed decision about which ones are right for you. Doing research on different types of plans and talking with a financial advisor may help give you clarity on the best options for your situation. Main idea number 13. Managing your cash flow is essential for freelancers and self-employed individuals, as it can help you stay on top of your bills and avoid financial hardship. To effectively manage your cash flow, you need to understand the basics of budgeting and tracking expenses. Start by creating a budget that outlines all of your income sources and fixed expenses such as rent or mortgage payments. Then track all of your variable expenses like groceries, entertainment, transportation costs, etc., so that you know exactly where each dollar is going. You should also create an emergency fund in case something unexpected happens. This will give you peace of mind knowing that if something comes up unexpectedly, you have money set aside to cover it without having to dip into other funds or take out a loan. Additionally, make sure to pay yourself first by setting aside some money from each paycheck for savings before paying any bills. Finally, be mindful when taking on new projects or clients so that you don't overextend yourself financially. Make sure the project fits within your budget and won't put too much strain on existing resources. Main idea number 14. Utilizing freelancer resources is a great way to stay informed and connected with other self-employed individuals. Networking groups provide an opportunity to meet like-minded people, exchange ideas, and collaborate on projects. Online forums are also a great resource for finding advice from experienced professionals in the field. Additionally, there are many books available that offer guidance on topics such as taxes, budgeting, marketing strategies, and more. The Money Book for freelancers, part-timers, and the self-employed, the only personal finance system for people with not-so-regular jobs by Joseph Dagnes is one such book that provides invaluable information about managing finances as a freelancer or self-employed individual. It covers everything from setting up your business structure to filing taxes correctly each year. This book can be used as a reference guide in navigating through the complexities of financial management. Main idea number 15. Setting financial goals is an important part of managing your finances. It can help you stay motivated and on track with your financial plans, no matter what type of job you have. When setting financial goals, it's important to be realistic about what you can achieve in a given time frame. Start by making a list of short-term and long-term goals that are achievable within the next year or two. Short-term goals might include saving for an emergency fund or paying off credit card debt, while long-term goals could involve investing for retirement or buying a home. Once you've identified your financial objectives, create actionable steps to reach them. For example, if one of your short-term goals is to save $1,000 in 6 months' time, break this down into smaller chunks such as saving $200 per month over the course of those 6 months. You may also want to set up automatic transfers from your checking account into savings so that money goes directly towards achieving these targets. Finally, review and adjust your progress regularly so that you remain focused on reaching each goal as quickly as possible. Celebrate when milestones are achieved, even small ones, and use this momentum to keep going until all objectives have been met. Main idea number 16. Utilizing business tools is an essential part of managing your finances as a freelancer, part-timer, or self-employed individual. Invoicing software can help you keep track of payments and ensure that you are paid on time. Accounting software can help you manage your expenses and income more efficiently by providing detailed reports and tracking information. Additionally, these tools can provide valuable insights into the financial health of your business so that you can make informed decisions about how to best allocate resources. Using these types of tools also helps to streamline processes such as invoicing clients, paying taxes, filing paperwork with government agencies, and other administrative tasks associated with running a business. By automating some of these tedious tasks, it allows for more time to focus on growing the business instead. Main idea number 17. Tax credits are a great way to reduce your tax burden and increase your income. They can be used to offset taxes you owe, or they may even result in a refund if the amount of the credit is greater than what you owe. Tax credits are available for many different types of expenses, such as education costs, childcare expenses, energy-efficient home improvements, and more. When looking into taking advantage of tax credits, it's important to understand which ones apply to you and how much money they could save you. It's also important to make sure that all paperwork is filed correctly so that there are no issues when filing your taxes. Additionally, some tax credits have expiration dates or other restrictions on them, so it's important to stay up to date with any changes. By taking advantage of applicable tax credits each year, freelancers and self-employed individuals can significantly reduce their overall tax burden while increasing their income at the same time. Main idea number 18. Utilizing freelancer networks is a great way to increase your income as a freelancer. By joining one of these networks, you can gain access to new clients and projects that may not have been available otherwise. You will also be able to network with other professionals in the same field, which can help you stay up to date on industry trends and find potential collaborations or referrals. These networks often provide resources such as job boards, forums for discussion, and even mentorship programs. This allows you to connect with people who are already successful in the field and learn from their experiences. Additionally, many of these platforms offer payment protection services so that you don't have to worry about getting paid for your work. Joining a freelancer network is an excellent way to expand your client base and make more money as a freelancer. With the right platform, you can easily find new opportunities while staying connected with other professionals in the industry. Main idea number 19. Utilizing freelancer services can be a great way to manage your finances more efficiently. Virtual assistants and bookkeeping services can help you stay organized, track expenses, and keep up with payments. With the right service provider, you can have access to financial advice tailored specifically for self-employed individuals or those with irregular income streams. You'll also benefit from having someone who understands the unique challenges of managing money when you don't have a regular paycheck. Freelance services are especially helpful if you're just starting out as an independent contractor or entrepreneur. They provide guidance on budgeting, saving for retirement, setting up business accounts, and other important aspects of financial management that may not be familiar to those without experience in this area. Additionally, they offer support throughout the year by helping you stay on top of taxes and filing deadlines. By utilizing freelance services such as virtual assistants and bookkeepers, it's possible to gain greater control over your finances while still maintaining flexibility in how much time is spent managing them. This allows entrepreneurs and freelancers alike to focus their energy on growing their businesses instead of worrying about paperwork. Main idea number 20. Utilizing financial advisors is an important step for anyone looking to make informed decisions about their finances. Financial advisors can provide invaluable guidance and advice on how to best manage your money, as well as help you set realistic goals that are achievable within a certain time frame. They can also help you identify potential risks associated with investing or other financial activities so that you can make the most of your resources without taking unnecessary risks. Financial advisors will typically assess your current situation and develop a plan tailored specifically to meet your individual needs. This could include budgeting strategies, investment options, retirement planning, debt management solutions, and more. With their expertise in the field of finance, they can offer sound advice on how to maximize returns while minimizing risk. Having access to a qualified financial advisor is essential if you want to ensure that all aspects of your finances are taken care of properly. Not only do they have the knowledge necessary to guide you through complex decisions, but they also have experience dealing with different types of clients from various backgrounds, something which may be difficult for someone who is new to managing their own finances. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.